I don't care if it's my mama, daddy, sister, brother, that's the truth. Yahweh means what he says. He means what he says. He's not taking back one word. He's not taking nothing back. He's not going to backslide on one word. Not one. You may backslide. We may backslide. He's not going to slide backwards on anything. But he has to back it up himself. He made you. You didn't make him. And you don't make him who he is. He made you who you are. But you don't make him who he is. He is Yahweh by himself. And whether we're faithful unto him or not, he is still faithful. His word's still going to stand. If it's not but one soul that come out of this little gathering today, his word's still going to stand. He says in verse 18, and if ye will not yet for all this, he said, I'm going to do all this to you now. You would think that we would repent, wouldn't you? He said, if you will not for all this listen or hearken unto me, I will punish you 7 times for your sins. You would think that with consumption, what we see in the nation today, the diseases, the sexual perversion today, the corruption, the television, how they corrupt the daughters, make their souls loathsome, no strength at all, the sun, it kills them. That's wickedness. That's the seed of hell, saints. It imparts the power of darkness into their souls. And fathers and mothers let their sons and daughters sit there and they say they love them. That's entertainment. That's not so. That's destruction to their soul. Messiah is the light of the world. And that thing wants to shine forth as a light, doesn't it? I don't care how dark the room is. You turn that on, you're going to see light. His word is the light. It's not that thing. That thing can't impart no light in you. It is the word of Yahweh. That is the light. That's the light of the saints. Not something that I don't care how dark it is, you turn it on, you can see it. That's not light. That thing is Shatan. He has transformed himself into a Melechim of darkness. Of darkness. His ministers have transformed themselves into ministers of... He's a liar. He's full of darkness. And that thing is full of darkness. It imparts dark spirits into them. I was reading an article whereby most young people learn their sexual prowess from that. The parents don't teach them no more. The mothers are so ignorant they don't work with the young daughters that they understand the anatomy. They began to go through a transformation in life. They don't even know what's taking place because the mothers are ignorant as a dummy. You hypocrites, say what you want to me. It makes no difference. Think that you ever talk to a daughter that she may understand those things. But that's too taboo. You're a fool. It's not taboo. That's part of life for them. They must understand that. Ignorant things. Get upset. That's all right. Teach them. That is, teach sons how to maintain and how to grow. Mothers, teach the young daughters to preserve themselves when they can see your character. You would have said he ought not to be wanton. Burn against some sexual lust. That's what the word wanton, W-A-N-T-O-N, means. Look it up. In the Hebrew or the Greek concordance. That the desire is not upon Yahweh, it's upon those things. Now that's the difference between the man, father, and the wife. When one become wanton, their desire is not upon that, and not upon the things of Yahweh, their mind is given over to other things. That's not Yahweh. That's wrong. That's wrong. There's a condemnation in them when they began to do that. You know what these old wicked preachers will do? You prepare for death. That's what you need to do. Scripture tell you where a widow should not be, it shouldn't be taken on a certain age. And that means the tabernacle shouldn't take care of it at a certain age. That's what it means. It gives you elderly sisters the responsibility to teach the young ones. You burning, how can you teach someone else? You widows burning, how can you teach some of the young ones? You teach them. That's the truth. You old men, instead of you burning, you teach the young men. Show them that they may understand. It's not some bad thing. You don't want to make a bed queen. No. Just in the bed. That's not love. This is a burning lust in your flesh. How many of you all would do as scripture shows us? What was his name? I can't recall. The waited 7 years for his wife. Jacob waited for his wife. And Moshe. Marry a woman, not touch her. See, that's a pure spirit. I know we can't do it. Why? Because we become very wanting. burning our flesh. We love Yahweh. We will not become wanting against Him. We will not be trying to satisfy fleshly desires. And this is a generation that always wants. I want, 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 want. It's a wanting generation. Can't get enough. Don't have enough. I'm telling you, every last one of us, you that are listening by the stream on this broadcast or internet, and those that were here on the broadcast, there's going to come a time that your want, not one of them, are going to be satisfied. And we're in that hour. You better want Him above all things. He said, I'm going to punish you 7 times more. He said, I will break the pride of your power. You think you're strong, don't you? Your youth and your strength, He said, I'm going to break it. And I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. You're going to pray and you can't get through. You're going to cry and you won't be able to hear from me. You're going to desire rain and you won't get rain. It's not going to come because you rejected my commandments. You rebel against my chastisement. And so I'm going into a deeper debt now, like He did with Pharaoh. He said, your strength shall be spent in vain. You're going to waste your energy, your youth. Are not they doing that today, the young men wasting their energy? The young women today wasting their energy, their beauty, their charm. They think it's based upon some kind of physical look, by some curvature, some shape. Some young men think it's based upon that, and it's wrong. That's not the beauty of a young man or a young woman. Those that praise Yahweh, they shall be honored and blessed. The Jezebel spirits in them before they even understand, even with any understanding of what detriment, what things that they're about to embark upon. Scripture says, he said, I would not a young man, don't even touch a brother, says, don't even touch them. Paul was dealing with that stubborn Corinth assembly because they were steeped in paganism. That's what they were. They had brought a lot of pagan rituals. Boy having his daddy's wife, right there at the temple of Aphrodite. They were perverted, corrupt. Yeah, you go to the cities, they're all corrupt in these cities. They're just corrupt. All the young girls are doing the same, 12, 13. They're promiscuous. That's the truth, saints. They're doing every kind of wicked thing it is. The young boys have no respect for them. They call them what you call a female dog. You know what that is. What woman would give her son and daughter over to that kind of spirit of hell? A spirit of Moloch and Mokam. He said, your strength is going to be spent. Neither shall your tree of the land yield their fruit. You don't find much fruit today. Their minds are not fruitful. He's coming for an abundant. He's going to receive usury on what He's given us. He says now, in verse 21, and if you walk contrary of me, you want to walk against me. Just look at Yahweh now. He said, and if ye walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. He said, I will also send the wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number. You see, that is the death of a nation. When you don't obey, and when you don't receive the just justice of Yahweh, when He judge you, when you will not hearken unto that, He said, I'm going to bring the death upon you. In America, she has been judged, and the judgment has been upon her, but she says to Yahweh, you're not just. I'm going to continue my sin. My daughters are going to burn. My sons are going to burn. I was looking in the Charlotte Observer of the day, and they had what they call throughout America, they call a day at the flagpole of prayer. If you had seen how those little whores were dressed, those Jezebels, those effeminate men, a man should not dress effeminate, looking soft like a woman. That's an effeminate man. Fingernails all manicured, polished. That's what they do. Pedicures. What a wicked thing. That's not a man. That's not a man. He ought to have rough hands. Nothing wrong with having calluses. If his feet don't stink, something wrong. If he comes in the house smelling like a bowl of cherries, something wrong. He ought to get musty. He's a man. He ought to sweat. He ought not to smell like a bowl of roses. He ought to smell. His breath ought to stink. He ought to smell like onions or something. Something is wrong if it smells like perfume. Hallelujah. The effeminate man. He said, I'm going to rob you of your children. I'm going to destroy your cattle and make you few in number. And your highways shall be desolate. They got their highways, don't they? They esteem themselves highly. They got all of their highways. Their high look, their haughty look, their lofty look. They walk on their highways of their riches, their social status, their races. Yahweh says, I don't have any power at all. I'm going to bring it down. There'll be no life there at all. He said, and if you will not reform by me, by these, you would think that we will reform, wouldn't we? To reform, we ought to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's why we are not reformed, because we are not transformed. We need our minds renewed. Now look at Yahweh. He said, now if you won't change between this because of this, he said, then I will, if you will not reform by me, by these things, but I will walk contrary unto you. You walk contrary to me, then I'm going to walk contrary to you. You walk with indifference unto me, I will walk indifference unto you. He said, then I will also walk contrary unto you, and I will punish you yet even 7 times for your sins. The 7 times ought to bring about a perfect heart. Ought to bring about a perfect law. He said, and I will bring the sword upon you and shall avenge the quarrels of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you. And it's coming. They're going to die. I'm telling you. Get out of the city. That's not RG stair words. We need to get out of those places. And that's the truth. Your mama, your daddy, they're not going to die for you. And that's the truth. That's the real reality. I'm not promised this evening. I'm just promised eternity. If I live right, the kingdom belongs to me. And I have no righteousness in myself that has been born within me of my own strength. It has come by the seed that has birthed me into the kingdom of Yahweh. And that is His word. I have no righteousness. I don't exude myself on any righteousness at all. Not one bit. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in the oven. And they shall deliver you your bread again by weight. And ye shall eat and not be satisfied. You go to every kind of restaurant it is and you're still not satisfied. You get yeast bread, Bojega biscuits, and it still doesn't satisfy you. Because Yahweh means what He says. You got 10 women, you go to 10 different restaurants and they all bake your bread. You got these whorish women today, these 10 kingdom powers of spiritual impurity, because they've been birthed by the whore. You need a little bit from the Baptist tradition that you've learned. You need a little bit from the Methodists, the Pentecostals, the Charismatics, and your soul is still not satisfied. It's still not. You're going to allow these religious whores to bake you bread. And they're not going to satisfy you. Look at everywhere. Try to find some bread, but it still doesn't satisfy you. Why? Because you will not obey. You walk contrary to me. This is the demise, saints. This is death in a nation. This is destruction here. He says in verse 27, And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, you tell me, we don't hearken unto that. But walk contrary unto me, then will I walk contrary unto you. Also in fury, and I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters ye shall eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcass of your idols. He said, that's what I'm going to do. You tell me He's not going to do that? He's going to do it. And He said, and my soul, this is Yahweh now. He said, and my soul shall hate you. They say, oh, Yahweh won't hate, but He said, my soul shall abhor you. This is what He means. Well, preacher, that's Old Testament. Then let us do away with creation and all. Do you hear me? You hypocrites, you that are listening on radio, do you hear me? If that means that the Torah has no power, of the prophets, then let's do away with creation. It has no strength at all. Then you can commit all the adultery you want. You young ones can fornicate, you that are not married. You can covet, you can steal, you can have any idol gods you want. That's a foolish, stupid doctrine. He said, I will make your cities waste. You see what he says? There'll be no life in your cities. And I will bring your tabernacle unto desolation. And I will not smell the savor of your sweet odor. Your prayers won't mean nothing. The raising of your hands will have no power. You would think that that would change our hearts, wouldn't you? He says, and I will bring the land into desolation. The demise of a nation. He said, I will bring it to destruction. And your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. They will say, I thought that they were on the Lord's side. You that are on the Lord's side. They're not on Yahweh's side. He said, I'm going to place their bodies upon the carcasses upon their idols. They love their idols. The television kills you. It takes every bit of life from you. I know what I'm saying. It takes the life to think, to move. You become what they call a couch potato. That's what happens. Don't tell me. I've watched it enough to know what it does to one's soul. It destroys a man's soul. And it was one thing when I would look at it, it was something in the inward parts of me said, you know it's wrong. And I knew it was wrong. I knew it was wrong. He said, I will scatter you among the heathens, and I will draw out a sword after you. And your land shall be desolate, it shall be destroyed, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Shabbat. And as long as it lies desolate, listen to this. And ye be in your enemy's land, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Shabbat, her rest. She's going to have rest for years and rest for days. Because your wickedness is eradicated out of it. I'm going to destroy it just for rest. He's going to destroy the house that we're going to rest in him. I hope it's going to be in him. You hope it in everything but him. That is some religious practice. I don't want to hope in some religious practice. He says, as long as it lies desolate, it shall rest. Because it did not rest in your Sabbath when you dwelt therein. You didn't allow the land to rest. You didn't allow it to rest when you were there because you sinned willfully. Without any thought of your sin. You did wickedly. And that's what this generation is doing. Today, the Shabbat, ball games, the malls, the Walmarts, they're doing everything. Everything. The vile spirits baking bread for them, strange women baking bread for them. And they're eating that. It is not of Yahweh. It isn't. He said, and upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness in their heart, in the land of their enemy. And the sound of the shaking of the leaves shall chase them. Just the shaking of a leaf? You hear some drop on the roof. What is that? It's just a little stick that dropped on the roof. It fell off the tree. That's all it was, a little old twig. A little old twig that fell on your roof. That's all you heard. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword. And they shall fall when none pursue. They're going to die. But no one is after them. And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursue it. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemy. Father, give us power to stand before our enemies. And ye shall perish. When it's perished, when one perish, there's nothing left. It's done away with. And you shall perish among the heathens, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine, waste away, in what? Their iniquity, in your enemy's land, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with. That's why we need to break the power of that curse. Our heritage is in the kingdom. Our Father's not some natural being that has rejected the laws of Yahweh. Our mother is the one that will do the will of Yahweh. He said, you're going to pine away. You better get the birth of the Spirit and allow the birth of His law in our hearts. He said, I want to tell you something. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers, we don't confess our iniquity. We don't say that I'm sinful. Verse 40. We don't say we rejected the laws of Yahweh. We don't say that. We don't even remember the sins that we committed today. He said they will confess that with their transgressions now, which they transgress against me, and that they also have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them. He said, first of all, confession. And I brought them into a land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised heart be humble. See, that's why the heart can't be humble, because it's uncircumcised. And that they accept, and that then they accept of the punishment of their iniquity. See, we think we're just going to repent and not accept the punishment. He said, you want to repent first. You want to repent. And then you got to accept the punishment of your sins. All right? You got to do both of them. Oh, I don't want to suffer for that. No, you got to accept both of them. You got to confess the iniquities that you have committed and the sins that your father's mother has taught you. Don't tell me mothers don't teach sons to commit sin. I'm going to continue on this message on Wednesday, because there are many things that I need to point out. Mothers teach their children wickedness, because Scripture says so. And I can show you in Scripture where a mother did that, specifically. So they teach them, fathers teach them to be hell raisers and to do all kinds of wicked things. They teach them to do that. Mothers teach them to lie, to be sinful and wicked, because there's not a just law in the house. I say they walk in that way. That's the truth. I show you in Scripture. He says, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land now. He says, the land also shall be left to them and shall enjoy her Sabbath, while she lie desolate without them. He said, first of all, and they might. He said, they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despise my judgment. You're going to have to accept the punishment of your iniquity. We don't want to accept that. You can cry on your belly all day long. You can cry, Lord, help me, Father. It don't mean nothing. He said, until you identify your iniquity and say, I will accept the punishment of my wickedness. We don't want that today. And that's what this whore is telling folks. Oh, the death, nothing wants to say, I'm sorry, Lord. It's all over with the lies. 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 You must accept the punishment of your iniquity. Well, I don't believe that. That's why your heart is still uncircumcised. He said, you shall accept the punishment of their iniquity, because even because they despise my judgment, you can't despise his judgment. And because their souls abhorred my statutes, my limitations. He said, young woman, keep yourself pure until even I give you a husband. Don't go beyond that statute. What is the statute? What is the commandment? Don't commit fornication. Don't commit adultery. You keep yourself pure. You go beyond that, then there's a punishment to that. And we think, well, nothing's going to happen. You're a fool. You're a fool. For Messiah has suffered once for us. He's already done the work. Only thing we have to do is walk in the statutes and walk in his footsteps. And because we don't do that, then we're gonna receive the just recompense of our sins. You would think they would say hallelujah. He said, and yet, for all of that I said, all that I did, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly. Just leave a little bit of them. And to break my covenant with them, I am Yahweh, your Father. He said, but I will for their sake remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathens, that I might be their Father, for I am Yahweh. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which Yahweh made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moshe. So he didn't give them some kind of oral law. He gave them a written law. And he said, this is what's going to happen if you break the law of the land. For I will govern the land, and I will bring strength and peace in the land. You walk contrary to Yahweh, he's going to walk contrary to you. You walk contrite, he will be contrite. To the pure, he will show himself pure. You that are corrupt, he will show himself that way to you. He's not playing with this wicked generation. It's a nation whereby the death has already besieged it. The wild beastly spirit. The men are beastly. They have no control over their appetite. The women are beastly. Sure it is. Statistics shows us that. Amongst this heathen nation, women are as corrupt as men. Things that women would never do, they're doing it. Things that men would never do, they're doing it. Things that husbands would never do, they're doing it. And they want to satisfy one thing, and that's a component of their flesh. It has nothing to do with based upon love or the reality of love. It's a false illusion. And it deludes them. Not based upon the truth of Yahweh. And you find death and destruction in the land. I want to close here for this day because I want to pick this up. There's much to this, the demise of a nation. And I want thoroughly to preach this to the hearts of Yahweh's people. That we understand that He is not playing. You are going to pay. And you better accept the punishment for your sins. Why should I complain when He is punished for His own sins? You should murmur to Yahweh. You go get some, you're going to pay for what you're doing. You can complain all you want to. You can murmur all you want to, He doesn't hear you. Well, we want to rule our own lives. We're so ignorant. We do a sorry job trying to rule it. We need government in our lives to rule it. If this nation had no laws, even natural laws, what do you think that would happen? They call them laws of nature, what they call them. Natural law. What would happen? We see what's happening in Iran today. Iraq. The Shiites and the Sunnis, the insurgents, they're killing their own people. They're killing those that want to feed their families. You need law. You need government. You need limitations. It's good to have that. Come if a husband have no limitations, then he will do what he wants to. See, Yahweh gives him a limitation. Show your wife benevolence. Love her as how? Well, as Messiah loved the assembly, that's how you love her. So he goes, shows our limitation. Then he says unto you, wife, he say, you reverence him. Like Sharia reverence Abraham. That's how you do. To say, great one. My sweet loving one. The reason you don't do it because of your own pride and your own stubbornness of heart. You're wicked as hell. That's what's in hell, wickedness. Well, you didn't do me right. Yo, you just do what Yahweh says. It had nothing to do with how someone does you. We base things about how someone does me or how they've done me. That's the wickedness in you. You're supposed to do right, do good unto all men. You have opportunity to just do right by them. Look at how they do you. That doesn't mean you let them stomp your head in the ground. You say, no, sir, you can't do that. All right, you don't have to worry about me. Thank you, ma'am. I'm gone. You still do right. Your recourse for evil is not doing evil. Your recourse for vengeance is not to do vengeance, for vengeance belongs unto Yahweh. That's His. He wants you to have enough confidence in Him to let you know that I'll take care of them. Don't worry. You just move out of the way. I'm the big one here. I'm the one in control here. Don't worry about it. I got it. Don't worry about her. She's taken care of. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to close with this from Scripture in 2 Samuel. This is important here. I want to read a few verses here that are hearts. The inquire of whom this one that David knew. The demise of a nation. It says in 2 Samuel chapter 7. When David went before Yahweh to worship and to bless him, he says in verse 18, then went David in and sat before Yahweh. And he said, who am I, O Yahweh, my precious Father? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in the sight of Yahweh, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for the great while to come. And this is the manner of man, O Yahweh. And what can David say more unto thee? What can we say to Yahweh? Tell me. For thou, Yahweh, knoweth thy servant. You know us. You made us. He knows us. For thy word's sake and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Wherefore, thou art great, O Yahweh, for there is none like you. Neither is there any God beside thee. According to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like thy people? The nation of Yahweh, it should be a peculiar people. It should not be like the heathen nations of the earth. He says, even like Israel, whom Yahweh went to redeem for a people for himself. You see what he did? He redeemed Israel for what? For people for who? For who? For himself. You believe that? It says, and to make him a what? A name. And to do for you great things and terrible. For thy land before thy people, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods. Now that's what he has done. He has redeemed us, his people, from the nations and the gods of the nations. For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee for how long? Forever. For thou, Yahweh, art become their father. And now, O Yahweh, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it forever and do as thou hast said. Let thy name be magnified forever. Now you said you believe that Israel is his people forever. Well then if we are that nation forever, then that nation must be named after the one that is forever. And his name is forever just like Israel is forever too. No different. And let thy name be magnified forever, saying, Yahweh of hosts is the father over Israel. And let the house of thy servant be established before thee. For thou, O Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of Israel, father, hath revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. O now, Yahweh, thou art that great one, my father, and thy words be true. His words are true. And thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servants. Therefore now, let it please thee to bless thy house, to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Yahweh, hast spoken it. And with thy blessings, let the house of thy servant be blessed forevermore. Only the nation of Yahweh, whereby the tabernacle of Yahweh is in that nation, shall the blessing be bestowed upon that nation forever. And when a nation forgets his name, he will not, or the nation will not go unpunished. When a nation denies the name, and every theologian in America, every scholar of biblical study knows that Yahweh has a name. They just are afraid to speak it. They may interject it in there, say this is the Hebraic term. No, that is just his name. He did not speak to those in some Swahili dialect. He spoke to people in the Hebraic tongue. And he told them his name. And his name has never changed. And a nation that is called unto him must bear and magnify the name of Yahweh. And every nation that bears other names of other gods shall be destroyed. We will continue on that on next Wednesday. And I will show you that in scripture. And we will see what the simplicity of the scripture says. Pastor Roberts, that's Old Testament. No, it is scripture. All scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. I know what Charles says. He said, the things I say now, it's not Yahshua, but it is I. It wasn't meaning that what he said didn't have no purity of truth, because that inspiration came from the Father. That was things that they heard Messiah say, and your Messiah spoke those things. He said, now what I'm saying to you, he said, this is coming by Yahweh's inspiration. Charles didn't speak anything in text that was of his own wisdom. It was given by Yahweh's inspiration. Give him Yahweh's inspiration. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. You believe that? He was the same with Moshe? Was he as with Messiah? Was he not the same with Yohanan, John on the Isle of Patmos? He hasn't changed one bit at all. He was the same with Daniel in the lion's den as he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. He hasn't changed. He was the same with Brother Ray as he is with you today. He hasn't changed one bit. His laws haven't changed. His ordinances, his statutes. That's what governs us. To let us know that there's a greater reward than what flesh can ever offer us. Flesh can't offer you longevity. It can't offer you satisfaction. It can't offer you life beyond that. It's only the hope of the word of Yahweh that offers you life beyond this life. Flesh can't present anything to you. Nothing but those things that are corrupt, wicked, and vile. It can't give you any satisfaction. You eat, you're full, the meal was delicious, and an hour later you're ready for something else. It doesn't satisfy for the long haul. Only the word of Yahweh brings satisfaction. Yeah, when a man truly gets the joy of Yahweh, he began to grow with great strength and maturity. We are not to be the same that we were yesterday, today. Tomorrow should bring about a greater evolution in our lives and a greater change. We should not walk the same, talk the same, and do things as we did them today. We should not respond the same. We should not. We, as the old saints, we should go to the higher heights and deeper depths. Deeper depths. That's what we need today. Today, may Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all. Be encouraged. In all things, Father, we do bless you and we thank you this day for your word, your truth. Bless your people, I pray. Take your sit out down the highway safely, Deacon Tim, Elder Crawford. We thank you as we gather tomorrow for the day of pomp and circumstance in some sense, Father. Help us to do all things orderly according to your will. We ask all these blessings upon your house in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you.